This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
And we've got guests in, haven't we?
We do.
We are going to welcome now Karen and James. They are about to open in a production called Next Fall, and it's on a chapel of chapel. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Ben. Yay! God, where did you get that studio audience?
Isn't it nice?
Oh, it's so nice.
I know, it doesn't look big enough, does it? But we get them in. Now, I'm going to go right for the jugular. James, what is Next Fall all about?
Well, gosh, you kind of throw in a lot of different elements. We've got love, we've got faith, we've got family, we've got sexuality and trying to figure out how everyone kind of comes to a head at that. And everyone's got their different opinions and their different point of views, but there's a bit of a hard time that starts it off. So
I've seen the poster. It's absolutely beautiful. It's got two men looking up and down at each other, upside down, and it's quite beautiful. So does
that mean there's a sort of a, you know, an LGBTI sort of element to this?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The play revolves around the relationship between Luke and Adam, and Luke's in an accident, which brings his close family, his friends, all together at the hospital, and they all have very different opinions.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Are you Luke or Adam?
I'm neither. I'm actually playing Brandon. Oh. Yeah, that's right. I'm one of Luke's old friends.
Right.
He's one of the only people who knows that Brandon, who is who I am, is gay, because he's very closeted and he's trying to fight that as much as he can. And
oh, wow.
And so Luke's the only people who he can trust with that, and who knows.
It's the head-to-head of like Christianity and religion and what's right and wrong, and kind of really I think Jeffrey Nuff's the writer is really looking into the confines that we've been placed in and trying to say, how do we keep our integrity and still be true to ourselves.
Right.
So that's really interesting. I mean, and we're
so
like
pretty saying, light then.
I mean, but it's all told in the space of family and friends, so that gives it a whole nother level as
and
well.
And in a waiting room, basically, while we're waiting to see the outcome of what happens to Luke after the accident, with flashbacks.
Wow.
So it's very interesting.
And, you know, a majority of us would have been in that situation.
Correct.
In a waiting room.
The waiting,
where is that? Exactly, that waiting, yeah. And it's you're at your most vulnerable and honest, aren't you, in that situation?
Right.
You know, so that must be great for a play. Well, it's
Weddings and funerals or birthdays, you know, all of the emotion comes up in a big pop.
Absolutely.
Family. God,
absolutely.
Who wants them?
not in that situation.
No. And it's won a huge amount of awards and nominated for a Tony Award. I mean, you know, this is big stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we're really fortunate to have the opportunity to be able to be in this. We have a wonderful cast. Seriously, brilliant actors. Peter Blackburn, as the director, is doing an incredible job with us. Really wonderful to have great dialogue to work with and a great story.
What's your role, Karen? What is your...
I play Arlene. She's from the South.
Okay.
And she's Luke's mom. And the interesting thing about Arlene is she couldn't be around for Luke's upbringing. There was a part of her being that was fairly self-destructive, went through a time of too much sex, drugs, rock and roll, and
left her.
Yeah, no, I like her too.
She's
no, she knew how to have a good time.
Yes.
That's too much of a good time, though, and the baby thing kind of couldn't do and didn't feel responsible.
So she's making up for it.
Well, she's certainly had to work through some stuff to get to this point. And it's kind of like all of these people have got their journeys that they've had to go through to make it to this waiting room. And then once they're in the waiting room, it's where they evolve from there.
So you were saying, so it looks at like the past 5 years of their relationship. So it's not just about their journey, but everyone else's journeys as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
That must be a whole lot of fun to dig into as an actor.
Definitely. And it's very well written. Jeffrey's done a great job. It really doesn't demonize anyone or their point of views. It they're well-developed and well-rounded characters that have great history. So as actors, it's really fulfilling for all of us, I guess, to find out what's going on.
Is it based on any aspects of his life?
It is.
It is.
Oh, yes. Which bits?
Well, I think
was his mother an alcoholic? What's going on?
I think that Arlene is very. I think she's quite close to Jeffrey's
is she?
Mum. The looks, is my feeling.
The looks the two of you are giving each other. It makes it so curious.
Yeah.
I think that's because we're not totally absolutely sure.
Well, I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah. Let's go with yes. Yeah, yeah. And certainly, we saw a picture today of Jeffrey and his boyfriend, and I was asking Darren, who's the producer and also starring in the show, and saying,
"I like him as well.
Yeah, he's
great. I'm going to put on a play.
He's just a
and I'm going to star in it.
I know. More of him, I say.
Yeah, good on him.
Anyway, and I think Jeffrey definitely wrote it about his partner, but his partner didn't go through this kind of thing. But it's probably that thing about, do I come out to my parents? How do I do it if I have a strict, like, upbringing, religious upbringing that says I'm going to be burned in hell? How do you make that work?
I mean, and a lot of it's hook comments of people mentioning that it's very America now. You know, and America, the way that America's been for a long while, you know, as well. I don't think it's that different to how it is in Australia either,
yeah,
is it?
No.
We often remark that we live in a bubble, you know, being in the inner cities and things like that. And, you know, but anywhere and everywhere, you know, it's till, look, that's your business. We don't need to know. Don't ask, don't tell sort of scenario.
Yeah.
And even at the time that this was written, gay marriage wasn't around in America and it's still not here. And this play talks so deeply about the sort of invalidation that Adam experiences when he's not allowed to make decisions about his partner who he's been with for so long and who the only thing that really separates them is that validation, I guess. And so his parents have different views and it's heartbreaking. It's a bit of a like a seesaw of who actually gets to make decisions about someone who's in a coma.
I know I'm not going to get the answer to this, but is there a happy ending?
I know. I was thinking, how do we ask it?
It depends how you look at it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, even more cryptic.
I know.
Oh, if you weren't getting a ticket, you are now.
Yes.
Please book a ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a really good play. It's really, really, I think people are going to get a lot out of it. It certainly hasn't got just one thing that's going to appeal or
and you're
not
at one of my favourite venues, which is, of course, Chapel.
It's a beauty.
Isn't it? You know, this season runs from the 12th to the 30th.
Correct.
And you can get your tickets at chapelofchapel.com.au. And it's already doing well. I already know. So that's good.
Selling a few tickets already. Yeah. We've got the previews on the 12th and 13th.
Yep.
So opening night is the 14th.
Brilliant.
Great.
Fantastic.
So we'll get along whenever you're able because this sounds like a very, very good one. It's called Next Fall, which is obviously, I'm assuming, a play on words then, is it? For autumn and...
Yeah. Changing times.
Oh, not that then.
Different colours.
What sort of accident was it?
Pushing down the stairs.
It fell over. It's not that as well. Too much going on. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All the best with it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks.
We're going
along. We're excited.
All right.
Thanks.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast. Driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.